might be brick or tile that comes out right in front. Do you have a name for that?
Just a fireplace is all I know.
Did you ever hear that called a hearth or a hearth?
Yeah.
What? What have you heard?
Hearth.
Okay. And in the fireplace...
That's what my grandmother used to call a hearth.
That was on her farm where you grew up. Mm-hmm. This is the house. This is the house that you were telling me about, right? Do you know when the house was built?
No, I don't. I was born 1908.
And it had been standing a long time?
It was there
then?
When I was born.
Mm-hmm. Is it still standing?
I don't know whether they tore it down or not.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't still belong to your family?
No, it didn't belong to them then. They just half-cropped, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The rest of Dasher.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about that. What do you do when you half-crop?
Well, you make corn, cotton, anything you want to grow.
What does half-cropping mean?
That means give him half of it, you take half.
Mm-hmm. And what does he have to give you to begin with? Does he give you equipment?
Yeah.
How about the... what did you...
Well, he finances it.
Uh-huh.
Put it that way.
Does he furnish the animals?
Yeah.
What animals did you use?
Mules.
Mm-hmm. And the mules would do what?
Plow.
Mm-hmm. And so the owner would furnish that?
He would hope. I mean, he'd furnish the mule and he'd use it, you see.
Uh-huh. And then when you got the crops in, you'd give him half and you'd keep half.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, to get back to the fireplace, what are the things that you lay the wood across?
Fire dogs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, that's fine. And how about up above the fireplace? Was there a shelf?
Yes, right. Mantelpiece.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And a big round piece of wood you might put in the back that would burn a long time?
Oak wood.
Do you have a name for the thing?
That's what oak wood.
Well, if you were going to put it on the fire, you'd say, go put the...
Wood.
Would you ever call it a back log or a back stick or anything like that?
Well, my granny did, but I called it wood.
What did she call it?
She called it a back stand.
Okay, how about little pieces of wood you might start the fire with?
Small piece of wood.
Did you ever use a word like kindling or lighter or anything like that?
Splinter.
Splinters. What were they made of?
Fat lighter.
Mm-hmm. What kind of wood is that?
That's real fat. You know, it's pine wood.
It's pine. Mm-hmm. Okay. What about the black stuff that forms...
Smoke.
...in the chimney, the black stuff?
What?
Yeah. And then how about the stuff that's left after the fire burns out?
Ashes.
What color would those be?
White, looking.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what do you call just this thing that I'm sitting in?
Chair.
All right. And how about something that's longer, like that piece?
Couch.
Okay. Any other names for that?
City.
Is that an older name? Did you ever hear any other names?
Lounge.
Is a lounge different?
Well, it's something like, more, it's something like that. More bigger, maybe, sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of a davinette? You ever hear that word?
Davinette. I've heard of davenport.
Okay, uh-huh. Is a davenport the same thing as a couch?
Well, I'd say it is.
How about, did you ever hear of one that was just for two people? It was kind of a small
one? Love seat.
Mm-hmm. All right. How about furniture in the bedroom? What might you fold your clothes in that has drawers?
Dresser. Okay. Chest of drawer.
Are those the same?
No, ma'am, a dresser is different from a chest of drawer.
What's the difference?
Well, one's got more drawers than the other.
Which one?
Chest of drawer.
It's got more drawers? Okay. Does one of them have a mirror?
Yeah.
Which one?
Dresser.
Okay, that's a good difference. Do you ever hear any older names for... either one of those? Did your granny use an older name?
Well, no.
Okay. And then what would be just a general name for all the things you'd have in your house?
Cabinets.
Well, just one name for everything. You might go to a what kind of store to buy some tables? You'd go to a...
to a hardware store. I mean a furniture store.
Yeah, that's it. And how about things, I don't know if you have them here or not, on rollers that you pull down to keep out...
Curtains.
Well, these are on rollers, though, and you can't see through them.
Oh, weather shades.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And how about the ones that have metal slats that you open and close like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about, but I don't know what you call.
Did you ever hear Venetian blinds?
Yeah.
You call them? That's what I call them, but of course people call them different things.